السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم علماء الكرام most respected brothers the months of the year we know and we know about the days of the year every day has 24 hours the minutes of the hour we all know then what is it that the moment the month of Ramadan enters we see a complete change, a transformation taking place. So those people who deny, they say there is no such thing as difference in days with regards to its spirituality. It is their lack of understanding or their disbelief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that they don't sense the difference between the two days. The Monday of the month of Ramadan and the Monday of any other month, there is a world of difference. The Jumu'ah of the day of Ramadan and the Jumu'ah of some other month, there is a world of difference. And we can see this. Of the two things that we can say are mu'jizats or they are living proof of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sayings that whatever he said is the truth and nothing but the truth. Everything a Muslim believes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he said, it is the truth, whether we can understand it or not. But there are two things that a person can see with his naked eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that when the month of Ramadan enters, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chains the evil shayateen. The devils are chained up. Now this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. And we can see it, that in the month of Ramadan, the person just has to fight his nafs, the sins which are committed in Ramadan. It is because of that boost that shaitan gives, the 11 months of the year, the kick that he gives, the person keeps on moving even in the month of Ramadan with those sins. But in reality, because when they fire the spaceship, then for some time it requires a little bit of boost. After that it goes on its own. So just like that shaitan, he gives us such a boost that after that we carry on in the month of Ramadan with those sins. But in reality it becomes easier for the person who really wants to give up sins. It becomes very easy for him to do so in the month of Ramadan because he has to fight only his nafs. Those people who have great difficulty in performing Fajr Salat or five times Salat. But in the month of Ramadan, they even perform Tahajjud Salat. In the month of Ramadan, they start reciting the Quran Sharif. In the month of Ramadan, they start giving charities. In the month of Ramadan, they make so much of other ibadat, which it is difficult for them to make in the other months. So this is living proof that the month of Ramadan, as soon as it enters, there is a transformation. The person can sense that the barakat, rahmat, noor is descending. But what is required is that our receptors must be right, our receivers must be right, our instruments must receive properly. If we have, as I mentioned always in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, that there's so much of noor, there's so much of rahmat, there's so much of barakat that's pouring there. But if we go with our buckets turned upside down, then no matter how much of rain falls, it's just going to go down. It's not going to go into the bucket. Our hearts must be prepared to receive that. So like that, this month of Ramadan, as soon as it enters, it is a living proof of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sayings with regards to the month of Ramadan, the virtues of Ramadan, the barakat, the rahmat and everything else. The other thing is when the people go and stone the jamarat, what they normally refer to as shaitans in Hajj time. So 7 pebbles, 2 million, 3 million people, they are throwing there those jamarat. So by the end of the day, they should have been a mountain there. 7, some people throw sandals there, some throw their shoes there, and some throw big, big rocks there. So it should have been a huge mountain. Imagine 2, 3 million people throwing. The Sahabas asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what happens to the pebbles? Because their Hajj was with sincerity, with ikhlas. So there hardly any pebbles used to remain behind. And nobody used to sweep it out or take it and dump it somewhere. These days they require some truck to come and remove. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that those pebbles are raised up by the farishtas, the malaika. Those who make Hajj and their Hajj is qabool, accepted, then those pebbles are raised up by the malaika. Now if a person has to sit there by the jamarat and keep watching, then 2-3 million people are throwing, It should have become a huge mountain. But they don't see that much. Even today, with all the haram money that people go, or so many people go with haram money, or so many people make Hajj in such a manner that it's rejected, therefore the pebbles remain there. But still, it's not what it should be. So the millions of people that are there, how many people's Hajj is accepted, and that is why you don't see those pebbles. So it's a living proof that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he said, it is the truth and nothing but the truth. Even a non-Muslim, if he has to really do some kind of investigation or some kind of research on where those pebbles go, he will be forced to believe. He will have to accept Islam. Sit there and watch and see what happens. So the month of Ramadan, it enters. Now it is for this very purpose that Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a purification of our hearts. We've spent a lot of time on the health of our bodies. We discuss the health of our bodies day and night. And we are chasing after doctors and surgeons and specialists and everybody else for our physical ailments. And there's nothing wrong with that. When we are physically ill, we must treat ourselves. It is a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But what I am emphasizing is this point, that this body on which we make so much of effort, it is going to perish. It is one day going to turn to dust. And this body also, the need for this body is so that we may make ibadat, so that we may fulfill the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Why do we need a healthy body? We need a healthy body so that we can make salat, we can go and earn halal livelihood, we can fulfill the rights of the wives, of the children, we can fulfill the rights of society, we can do all those things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered if we've got a healthy body. So we forget the purpose of that healthy body also. So this month of Ramadan is to remove that dirt and dust and rust which has settled on the heart. One example I have given many times, I said when we drive our cars, almost every car has a demister. Every car has a demister. If the windscreen becomes misty, then if the person does not have a demister, then what's going to happen is it's going to cause accidents. Therefore he puts on the demister to keep on removing that mist, so that he does not cause accidents. Otherwise there will be accidents. So in the same way, our hearts also have to be demisted. If it's going to get demisted, then we won't cause accidents. But if it is misty, then we will cause accidents. And our hearts will become misty with the sins that we commit. Spots fall on that heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, when the person commits a sin, a black spot falls on that heart. And if he makes tawbah, it's washed out. And if not, then it will continue until it becomes pitch black. The reason for the Quran Sharif not having effect on our hearts, the Hadith Sharif not having effects on our hearts, is because we don't make sincere tawbah from our sins. So this heart has to be demisted. Otherwise it's going to cause accidents. Accidents with the wife, with the children, with the parents. The person will then go towards haram in his business. In his life also there will be adultery, fornication. There will be stealing, there will be gambling, there will be so many different kinds of sins. Why? Because that heart, he is not demisting, he is not making sincere tawbah, he is not clearing it out, he is not purifying it. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum. Allah ta'ala does not look at your faces and your features and how you look. Wala ila amwalikum. He doesn't look at your wealth, how much of wealth this person has got or he hasn't got. وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَعَمَالِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala looks at the hearts and the actions. So this month is for demisting this heart. We have entered this month. Now we must make sure that we, at least in the month of Ramadan, if we make that effort to restrain ourselves. And I will conclude on that one example which I give practically every year. And even now whilst we were sitting there in Makkah Mukarrama, there right from Asr time, as soon as the azan is over, or as soon as the salat is over, then they spread out those dastarkhans, and on that you will get the best of dates of the season. Juicy, ripe, and beautiful juices sometime, and even they provide so many other things. Now the person is sitting there, and he's thirsty, he's hungry, but he's just looking and looking and looking at those dates, but not one person in that entire congregation of over a million people in the Haram Sharif, and even those outside running into another half a million or so, nobody has the courage to take one date and put it into his mouth before time. Nobody does that. And 5 minutes before the end of the day, even if that Imam of the Haram Sharif has to announce that, brothers, I can see that you all are very, very hungry now and very thirsty. Never mind, you kept fast for so long now. 5 minutes, what difference will it make? So open your fast. So nobody is going to listen to the Imam of the Haram also. They will say it's the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. It's the hukam of my Allah. It's the hukam of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That I can only open fast after sunset. So the person with the weakest iman, who does not even pray 5 times a day, who does not even give zakat, doesn't make hajj, and commits so much of other sins, but in the month of Ramadan, if he is fasting, then he is going to say that it's an order of Allah that I cannot open my fast 2 minutes before sunset. So if our iman is so strong at the time of sunset, or in the month of Ramadan, that we are not prepared to open the fast 2 minutes before sunset because the order of Allah, then where are the orders of Allah in all the rest of the departments of our life? Should we not say the same thing, that is the order of Allah, I must fast, I must pray 5 times a day. It's the order of Allah that I must give zakat. It's the order of Allah I must make hajj. It's the order of Allah Ta'ala I must restrain myself from haram. I must stay away from adultery, fornication, stealing, gambling. All that, all those things are also the orders of Allah Ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan is a training period. So let us make it, as I always say, each Ramadan we should make it the mother of all Ramadans. Restrain our tongues, our eyes, our ears from all haram, and then see what fills up inside. But if we are not going to do that, then it will be just mechanical. It will be just, according to the muftis, they will say that we have kept a fast. You don't have to keep qaza. But the virtues and the benefits and the blessings, that will not come into our hearts. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to respect this honored guest of Allah Ta'ala. It's a guest that has been sent to us. We must give respect to this guest. And the respect and honor of this guest is that we must do those things that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with in this month and restrain ourselves from all those things that are displeasing to Allah Ta'ala. This should be throughout our lives, but at least in Ramadan we should make more effort. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uzu bika min sharri masta'aza minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Let's read one tasbih of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله الله جل جلاله الله 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 الله